This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stick, pepperoni stick.
Yeah, I was trying to wolf that thing down during the break. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Caught me. I was doing that read for Lazy Dog. Talking about all those fried chicken and
it got you hungry.
Tacos and stuff and realized how hungry
yeah,
I was.
Man, that's what happens sometimes, man.
Yeah. I do get real, like, at the end of the show, I'm starving.
Me too.
Most days.
Me too. But I mean, yeah. I had my poke rinds, the homie. I had some boiled eggs.
Why would you say boiled? Right, not right, whatever you say it right, but why would you say boiled like that but pork like that?
Poke,
yeah,
because poke is always gonna be poke. All right, okay, even at the nicest restaurant, I ask for a poke loin.
Good,
yeah,
but I think it could be
bald.
I like that.
I like it saying it too, Andy, but I gotta, so I can't always be country.
Yeah, I always should.
Bald eggs,
I like that.
Yeah, some bald eggs from the gas station. we'll see how those. Treat me later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, on that one. What's that? Those
you got to get your protein, though. All right. Full phone lines. Let's start with Todd, who's in McDonough. What's up, Todd?
Hey, I was wondering if you could tell me when the next home game for the Atlanta Dream is.
Andy, we'll pull that up for you right now.
Sure. Oh, hang on. Gosh, our internet. Maybe Abe has it.
Well, they're on the road Sunday against Phoenix, so they don't return home because they're also Wednesday in Seattle. So it's not till at least late next week.
Okay, cool. So I got
Friday. Next Friday.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on. Bo, get rid of him. Don't call up here being no damn dork, though. All right, come on.
Was that a gotcha?
Yeah, that's exactly what it
was. Friday, August 15th.
Okay, don't
do you
that.
Notice there a 10 p.m. tip?
Don't do that.
At home?
Don't do that.
Huh.
That's weird.
Coward.
They're playing Seattle, so I guess it'll be 7 there. I don't know. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Randy. Eating boiled eggs from the gas station is almost like eating gristle lumps on the ladies, man. Don't do it.
What did he say?
What the hell did you just
and
say,
if Mo? If I said eating boiled eggs is from a gas station is almost like eating gristle lumps on the ladies, man, the movie. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Oh. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it.
Okay.
But my question, all right, so look, my bonus baby is going to college tomorrow, and shout out to her. Her birthday was yesterday, and she's going to college tomorrow, so we got to take her to Savannah. My question to you is any advice, because I keep telling Wifey, I'm like, look, you trying to do all this shopping here, don't do the shopping here, do the shopping in Savannah versus trying to load this truck up with all this stuff, because my daughter is at Grambling, and I know we did our shopping when we were in Louisiana versus trying to load up the truck beforehand. So any advice you can give me in regards to how to get your baby to college?
No, because we got two car fulls. So, yeah.
It does seem like a good idea, though, to buy, like, the basic stuff.
But you're going to get, for, like, the biggest thing with her is, because it's more stuff, because she had the Amazon thing. And so Mama got her a bunch of stuff, because Mama ain't going on the Amazon wish list. Mama went to the sock shop down in Griffin, and they got my baby all these socks and all this stuff, whatever. So Mama got to bring that up, and then her grandparents are bringing a whole truck, and then her Mama car loaded. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff. Now, me personally, I'd rather just bring it and shop all in there. Because when I went to college, Mama didn't drop me off. They brought all of it. We brought everything.
Right.
And then, like, if you need something here or there, you go get it. But, no.
It's all. I mean, it's always different, too, if you can drive there.
Yes.
Versus if you got to fly. But, like, you got to take your clothes and all the stuff you're going to take. But then, you know, you're going to get stuff for the dorm room. Like, I don't know, what do you get? Like a garbage can or, like, a laundry basket?
Yeah, I mean.
You get the little shower caddy. People have those.
Yes. Was it bagging a bed in a bag or something like that?
Yeah, right.
That kind of stuff.
They have all, and it's all in one section at Target or Walmart or whatever. They know people are going back to school.
I just don't want to go in there.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I just
don't want to be up in there.
Jacob is in Johns Creek. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jacob.
You know, my whole life I've always, like, picked up a penny that's heads up for good luck. And if I see one that's tails up, I'll turn it over and walk away so someone else can get it. But my question is, do you guys, you know, and I'm not a superstitious guy, but do you guys do that? Do you guys believe in the lucky heads up penny? And if you do, the real question is, how long does that luck last? I mean, is there, like, an expiration date on that? Like, the luck only lasts that day, or is it lucky forever?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Jacob.
I never thought about it.
It can't last that long.
I've never thought about it. But I see, like, I learned this a long time ago from my granddaddy. Because most people, they see a penny, they pick it up. If you see anything on the ground that is technically money, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right. So whenever I see something, a nickel or anything on the ground, like how most people you know, at the gas station when you put the little change in the little thing, I take mine.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah, I don't never.
Well, yeah, because I mean, really, finding money's lucky.
It is,
whether it's heads or tails.
You know what the gas station when they have the extra?
Oh yeah,
extra
leave penny. A penny, take a penny.
Yeah, no, I keep mine.
What do you do with it?
Put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So you're. I had a follow up, which is going to be what denomination are you actually bending down for?
You can be a penny. If it's a penny on the ground, I'm going to pick it up.
I'm not going after a penny.
Wow.
That's all right.
Big bucks just, over there.
Honestly,
I'll pick it up.
Maybe there's someone who needs it more than I do, and that's part of it.
Could be.
I believe in that.
I'm not reaching down unless it's a quarter.
I don't ever pay for stuff in cash, really. These days, I'm pretty much always card. But if I have change. My kids love throwing the change in the fountain at Smyrna Village. You make a wish, throw it in there.
Yeah, you get one toss.
I think
Well, you get one toss.
You can afford 17 cents.
I know that, but that's the one toss. Don't go back with that now.
Are you going to do like multiple coins in one throw?
Yeah, but it can't be no more than 17 cents.
Fair enough. Now, I don't really think that much about the good luck of it, if it's heads or tails. But that is a good question about, like, how long does it last? That's if there is luck. Like, that, you know, that's 5 minutes of luck.
But, I mean, right? that 5 minutes of luck, if you find it by on the street corner, you might not get hit by that bus.
It could be anything. Yeah. Exactly. That could be anything. Do you do anything like that in your life for luck? Like, not find a penny, pick it up, whatever. But it's like any little – because here's mine. Anytime I drive through an intersection and the light is yellow, if I drive through it and it's yellow, I'll kiss my hand and touch the ceiling of my car.
Why?
I don't know.
A
guy that I went to elementary school with did it one time. And he was like, I do it for luck. And I've been doing it since then.
Like, I know.
Ian Jenkins.
When we go through tunnels, like, Donovan, hold your breath. But there's a long, like, we, like, whenever we go to certain places that we go every year, there's just, you got to go through a tunnel to get to where we're going. It's a long ass damn tunnel.
Some tunnels are very long.
It's a long tunnel. And most of the time I'm driving. So I don't want to be lightheaded.
Yeah, you don't want to pass out from that.
Yeah,
I do that too.
Yeah, if we go through a tunnel, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of.
There was like a throw salt over your shoulder thing my grandma used to do.
My grandma too.
I don't know what that is.
That was only if you spilled, right?
Right, if you spill it, you throw it over your shoulder.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I don't either, because then there's salt over there now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Spilled. It was delivered with intent.
You just made the mess worse. All right, James is in East Point. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just got a quick question. Well, I got a statement and a question. I was just outside cutting my lawn, and I got hit by a yellow jacket nest. I moved on to another
section. Hold on. Start over. You said you got hit by a nest?
Yellow jacket nests are in the ground. And
okay.
I ran
oh,
over
okay.
it.
So okay, got it, okay, got it, got it, okay. Got it.
All right. Went to another section of the yard, walked through a giant spider web, and got hit by another yellow jacket nest.
Oh, damn.
Now, today is Friday, okay? I'm trying to do the right thing. I've dealt with snakes, possums, you know, raccoons, you know, all that good stuff in my backyard. What's the worst thing that y'all had to encounter in your backyard while you're doing yard work?
Well, I've taken out a couple snakes.
Yeah, you are the snake.
Yeah.
Tamer.
I've taken down a couple snakes back there in the backyard. Like, I don't mess with bees. And the reason I don't mess with bees too much is I remember when I was 13. It was big. And it was sitting, and it was like right there in that corner on the.
Like a nest?
Yeah. And so mama was like, because my sister Kendra was so scared of it, Kendra wouldn't go outside. And so mama was like, Randy, go get it down. Me being the man of the house.
How old were you?
13.
Okay.
Me being the man of the house, I go to attempt to knock down this and commence to get stung in the face.
Uh-huh.
That scared my little sister even worse because I'm how my face blew up. Mm-hmm. So when I have bees at the house, which there's one right now. No, he bothered me.
He gets to live there.
He bothered me.
Yeah, we're roommates now. There was a yellow jacket nest in like the little steps that we have in our backyard, and I didn't know it was there because they're underground, like what happened to him.
Yeah.
And I was mowing the lawn.
All of a sudden,
I just like boom, boom, boom. I got stung like six times. I didn't know how many times James got stung, but those are bad.
Yeah.
Like, those yellow jacket welts get big.
Dude.
The worst one we had though recently, we got home, me and Ashley got home from a date night. So it was like, I don't know, it was late. We had had plenty of drinks, and Boone was in the backyard, cornered something, barking. And I was like, all right, that's a weird bark. Yeah. I grabbed my sand wedge. I went back there, and it was a possum.
Uh-huh.
So I had to get Boone off of him and, like, poke the possum, get him moving,
Boone
get him out
kill
of there. No, because he was in, like, you know how our kids' play area has its own little fence?
Right.
So he was on the other side of the fence.
And Boone couldn't
so Boone couldn't
him.
Get to him.
Right.
So I just had to poke him to get him go over.
Hey, bruh.
Possums are disgusting.
Hey, they are. They're nasty as hell. They're filthy beasts.
They are. Filthy creatures.
Filthy beasts.
Although I know that they do a good job of protecting. I know Bo was going to get in here
they
and say what they're good for.
Nothing. They don't protect nothing.
They eat snakes, right, or something? What do they eat?
I don't need no possum kill no snake. I kill my own snakes.
Or what, rats?
Or, them too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to kill your own rats, and kill all the possums you can find.
We got a cat. Oh, not us.
I didn't kill the possum. I just poked him so he'd go away.
We got a neighborhood cat, Miss Libby's cat. Eats all the snakes.
We were just 2 years, 2 years Wednesday, anniversary of Ratpocalypse 2023.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's 2 years.
Two years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Got the Norwal. The Norwal was the casualty. Boone's girlfriend. James is in Decatur. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, man. You know the whole saying, man. Talking about poke. You could take Randy out of Peace County, but you can't take the Peace County out of Randy.
And why would you want to?
Why would you want to?
Exactly. All right, so things are about to get real scary, you know, for offenses, because we got James Pierce Jr., you know what I'm saying? I'm really excited to see him. Mm-hmm. So I will need to know the best and your number one franchise between these two, Saw or Final Destination. And I'm out.
Oh man! I you know what? I've only seen
what was the first one?
Saw.
I've only seen
one episode, maybe two, but I stopped watching Final Destination. The last one I watched was when old girl was in the padded room.
Okay.
And then I don't think I've seen any more after that one. But I don't, because they wouldn't watch it. And I guess it's on Netflix or something, because she asked me the other day. She's like, do you want to, or Prime, one of them. She's like, you want to sit down and watch? I was like, didn't y'all go see it? And she was like, well, we'll watch it again. It's like, I'm good.
I would say I've seen more of the Final Destination movies. Two. I saw one, and I think that's
the only one I saw.
That type of movie is not my type of movie.
Final Destination influenced daily life. Like, no one drives behind those trucks.
Okay.
Like, Saw didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what kind of movie is Saw? Like, what would you... I know it's a horror movie, but, like, is there a specific subgenre of horror?
Psychological thriller?
I don't remember that.
Not for me. Yeah. Like, that... I don't know. I was like, this is... I don't like this. I was all anxious. I guess that's the point. You're supposed to feel like that. Didn't like it. Watched one. That's it. Don't like those movies. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
So, speaking of college, we are helping move my niece, and we got a carload, and that's just stuff we think my sister is going to forget for my niece.
Okay.
But what I called to ask you about is, I hear the commercial for the golf tournament coming up.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of a couple years ago, I had a buddy who won a charity golf tournament and thought this meant that he was going to be able to become a PGA pro. So he proceeded to get fitted for clubs, joined a golf club, and started practicing, and then spent about $3,000 to $4,000 after travel and expenses going to many tournaments, only to come dead last in every single one of them by like many, many strokes. Oh. Have y'all ever had a buddy that jumped in, you know, full force in a hobby or anything and got humbled and you told them it was going to be that way, but they just chose to fall for it themselves?
Whew. Mine's usually happen around women with my partner.
Oh, I'm
like, dog.
Not a good idea, buddy.
Not a good idea, dog. I mean, it's one thing to have that partner, and I love him, and I do. And like, I'd be trying to tell him, but then like, my wife will try to tell you also, like, you need to, and he just don't listen. And I'm like, dude, I mean, this is me and her time, man. Like, they not, ain't nothing worse than me and my wife. We on the couch over here. I got, you know, we up under the blanket. We might be a little touchy-touchy, and your ass just sitting over there on the edge of the couch because you got stood up.
That sucks.
Like, yeah, like.
Go home.
Well, yeah, like, I would take the hit where there's a couple that's sitting over there all hugged up and booed up.
Yeah, go home.
And your ass sitting over there. Go home.
Get out of here.
Go. But you know what? I ain't got no date tonight, man. Let's see what y'all guys are doing.
That's way worse than spending a bunch of money on golf.
Yeah. See what we're doing over here?
Yeah. Professional cuddling. That's what we're doing.
No, man.
Amateur cuddling. Oh, that's right. You don't do that either.
I don't do that, man.
Holding.
Yeah, hold. So if your wife came and said, Andy, you want to cuddle with me?
I said, come on.
No.
Get in.
See, my wife, Donna don't even say that no more.
Like, I will actually be the one that says, come over here and cuddle me. Really? Give me some snuggles. Really? All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My mom texted me and said, why doesn't Randy want to say Cal Rally? And I was like, he doesn't want to say the nickname.
No, I don't want to say the nickname.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Abe said that Andy locked it off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he locked it off.
When you're a bringer, you got to hold the back end.
Yes.
And Leonard Floyd is a sack artist.
Yes.
Got to love some sack artists. Hey, Sunday afternoon, 4:15, Norcross High School. Come watch some pretty cool softball.
Unless you want to kill your own rats, let that possum live.
There you go. All
right, man.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend.
Be safe, man.
Enjoy some football. We'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.